Following the expiration of an earlier three-day truce, Israeli and Palestinian delegations in Cairo agreed to extend the ceasefire for five more days.
In the last minutes, we reached an agreement to extend the ceasefire for another 5 days, which starts from midnight on Wednesday and will finish on Monday.
Despite its shaky start, the ceasefire seems to be holding presently. Earlier, the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas accused Israel of violating the ceasefire by striking several locations in Gaza. Israel claimed its airstrikes were in response to rocket fire from Gaza. However, Hamas denied this. Meanwhile, in Cairo, the Palestinian and Israeli negotiators have discussed a long-term ceasefire to no avail. Senior Palestinian official Ismail Haniyeh says there will be no long-term peace with Tel Aviv unless it lifts the seven-year blockade on Gaza. Nearly 2,000 Palestinians have been killed since the beginning of the Israeli onslaught on July the 8th. We're going to Gaza now with our correspondent, Halal Safadi. People in Gaza reeling from the month-long assault on the Gaza Strip from the Israeli campaign, the disproportionate use of force by the Israelis against the Palestinians. Now in the wake of a five-day truce, Gazans have the chance to assess the damage and to assess the scope of destruction that has been inflicted upon them by the Israelis. Halal Safadi joins us from Gaza with more.
Well, we're still standing here at Gaza seaport to witness more Israeli crimes against the civilians and against the fishermen. As you can see behind me, it's a huge scene of destruction right behind me here. Israel targeted the storerooms of the fishermen and their warehouses, causing millions of dollars losses in the lines of the poor fishermen. It's worth mentioning here that those warehouses were also a donation, and they are very expensive, and fishermen in Gaza cannot afford such expensive machinery and medical supplies and equipment, supplies and equipment. This continues to happen. Israel continues to cause damage in basically every single sector in the Palestinian society. We've seen it during these days of aggression that Israel has targeted a huge number of factories, streets, infrastructure, and even the fishing industry. What they're trying to do here is to paralyze all sectors of industry in Gaza, whether it was, as I mentioned, the factories or even the fishing industry. It's worth mentioning that the fishing industry is one of the main industries that are available in Gaza, as Gaza lays on the Mediterranean Sea. This is not the only losses fishermen have been dealing with, but also their boats were burned. A number of them lost their boats as well. Hopefully we'll get to show you how it looks like by the beach where their boats are also burned. Now, those fishermen here, talking to a number of them, they all insist that the resistance factions in Cairo do not give up on their rights when it comes to building a seaport and to extending the fishing zone for them from six nautical miles to 12 nautical miles. After the aggression on 2012, Israel has allowed them to fish within 6 nautical miles. Israel started targeting them if they cross 3 nautical miles. They even wish that they say that the 12 nautical miles is never enough, because this sea belongs to Gaza and they should not be limited to even 12 nautical miles, but it would at least be a good start for them to expand their industry and to be able to fish deeper in the Gaza Sea.
And can you also bring us up to speed on how the medical facilities are coping at this time of the... We're seeing the influx of injuries, and we already know that the situation at the medical facilities and hospitals is calamitous at this point, as there's a lack of medication and basic supplies in the medical apparatus in Gaza.
Well, this is true. Today, an elderly woman died after being critically injured at a hospital in Gaza. And who knows, but maybe if there were enough medications and medical supplies and equipment, many of those who died after being injured at hospitals in Gaza would have at least had a chance to survive for longer, or to survive their injuries. Basically, we're hearing number of people dying at hospitals after being injured, and this is definitely unfortunately, according to number of doctors, because of the lack of medications, medical equipment and medical supplies as well. As we have been seeing from Al-Shifa Hospital, Al-Shifa Hospital is a very primitive hospital. Even the beds there are broken and are cut. They use paper instead of sheets to cover the beds. However, during this ceasefire, we've been hearing in news about medical aid heading to Al-Shifa Hospital, and even as the Jordanian military clinic in Gaza today gave more medical aid to the hospitals in Gaza. So hopefully more aid will be heading towards the hospitals, because if hospitals cannot survive this aggression, then we're talking about thousands of people that might die because of the severe shortage of the medical equipment and supplies at hospitals.
Thank you very much. Halal Safadi, our correspondent, joining us from Gaza.